Tourism is very important to our area. In fact, in Cook County, I believe it represents about 80% of our economy. You're kind of moving ahead in looking at what climate change might do to that economy. How did you get involved in this study?
I'm a social scientist at the University of Minnesota, and my focus has been on understanding how communities manage natural resources and how communities prepare for changes in our ecosystems. And many of those changes might be related to climate change. And so I pulled together a team of researchers at the University of Minnesota at Carleton College in Northfield, as well as researchers at North Carolina State University, to develop a proposal to think more purposefully about climate readiness and how we can better prepare as communities to address some of the changes that we anticipate. And for Northeast Minnesota, and particularly Grand Marais, Lutzen, and Finland, and other communities along the North Shore who are so dependent on natural resource quality, on natural resources for recreation and tourism, and also for quality of life of residents. You know, we're really interested in having those open conversations with locals about those issues and addressing some of the economic impacts as well.
Well, climate change is something that it is still very unpredictable about just how it might affect any of our areas. Are you using existing data then to base what you think the changes might be to look at?
Yeah, we are. So we're looking at historic data. In particular, we're going to look at historic temperatures and then historic precipitation in the form of snow and rainfall, and examine how those changes over time historically have affected recreation, visitation, participation, tourism, as well as expenditures. And so, you know, by looking backward, we can kind of get a sense for what those relationships are. And then depending on different climate scenarios, which you're exactly right, we don't have a good idea of what those future scenarios are. But we can sort of anticipate, you know, if we have this many days of hot weather or this many days of rainfall, what will that do to recreation visitation? What will that do to tourism? And ultimately, what will that do to expenditures? So we think, you know, by looking backwards and then using some different scenarios, you know, best case, worst case, and then in between, what are different scenarios ecologically, and then what will that mean for recreation and tourism?
And you brought together a varied group. You've got some hydrologists, you've got one person who is involved in policy and law, and another in tourism. Is that to get the full picture?
Yeah, definitely. We know that these issues are not just ecological issues. They're not just economic issues, that we really need to think more holistically about, you know, communities and governance and recreation and sustainability kinds of issues as well, and quality of life. So we've brought together a really diverse team of specialists in those different areas so that we can, you know, problem solve and really take an applied approach. You know, above all, this project is very community-based. So the experts in the project will really be the local community members, the professionals, the decision makers, and recreation and tourism providers that we talk to about the resources they have and the resources they need to be better prepared for the future.
Is that part of the process then, to approach local community leaders, whether they be in government or in tourism or at whatever facet, to get a feel for how they look at these changes?
Absolutely. Those are the real experts in terms of the community and its capacity to respond to crisis. You know, certainly all communities have had to make changes and have had to respond, you know, whether they're related to climate change or not, doesn't really matter. We can learn a lot about how communities make decisions and how communities have responded and grown and adapted. From that, from examining and looking backward, we can say, you know, well, what sorts of resources, assets are there in the community that we can draw upon for the future? And then maybe what are some vulnerabilities or what are some needs that we need to think more clearly about if there are these sorts of changes, if there are either, you know, catastrophic events like windstorms or wildfires, or more gradual kinds of changes to, you know, winter recreation, winter experiences, those things. So, you know, we can talk real openly and have these good conversations with local experts and be prepared anticipate some of those changes. So, you know, it's going to be a challenging project, but we're really excited to work with folks on the North Shore and to really sort of tackle these problems in an open format and bring all the expertise that we have at the University of Minnesota and our partner universities to have this discussion and provide a science basis for these scenarios and for thinking into the future.
How will you document what you discover? Or will you come out with a paper at the end?
That's a really good question. So we're going to be conducting interviews with key stakeholders in the region and focus groups where we bring people together. And we'll also be delivering some workshops towards the end of the project that are really for reflection and also for sharing what we've learned in the assessments that we do. So much of our dialogue and our processes will be open to a lot of different stakeholders. But for wider distribution of what we learn, we'll be developing a technical report and then also a series of fact sheets that are snippets of information that we think will be most valuable to local people and to businesses and, recreation managers in the area. We'll also be developing a website where folks can visit the website and download information that we present. There'll be a lot of different ways in which people can get involved. From the very least, you know, reading a report to having open discussions at workshops and things that we hold.
How do you decide who you're going to contact and just different fields?
Yeah. We've got kind of a starting list of folks who've been involved in the project. For example, the Cook County Visitor Bureau has been a supporter of this project, and the Department of Natural Resources and the State Parks. And so we've got some starting points, and what we'll be doing is doing kind of an inventory of folks, you know, who are interested, that want to be involved. We're developing a project advisory team of local people who think this topic is important to them, whether it's important to their work or important to their lifestyles, and we'll be really taking an open approach to inviting people to get involved.
And how far in the future are you looking as far as climate change is involved?
There's a lot of discussion about, you know, what is the right time period to project forward, and certainly 50 years is something that we've talked about and as an important benchmark for thinking about these scenarios and what, you know, real changes that we might be able to be sensitive to in that amount of time. And so, that's something that we continue to think about, certainly, is the timing and the sequencing of these different kinds of scenarios.
My co-host here, Dave Tierstig, is the manager of our city park, which, of course, is right on Lake Superior. Mm-hmm. And I believe that would be one area that you would be talking to local folks.
Definitely. We would want to sign him up to chat with him about the park and other resources in the area, that what asset they are to the community and then what concerns people might have about protecting those assets into the future.
And this is a two-year project, or will it extend beyond that?
You know, it's a two-year project in terms of when we're gathering data, but we'll maintain our website for a couple years beyond that. So there'll still be opportunities for folks to engage with us around this project, even after the life of this grant that we received.
This interview is part of WTIP's Exploration of Environmental Stewardship. The series is funded in part by the Wharton and Family Fund and the Global Awareness Fund of the Duluth Superior Area Community Foundation.